one of the things that I'm really passionate about and I'm really working to line you guys up with some good skills is to have the things that you want, whether it's money or relationship or a certain flavor of experience. Whatever it is that you want, I want you to have that, and I want to give you some really strong, solid tools for that. It can be an intense journey. One of the cautionary tales, I'm going to tell you this while there's still time to flee out the door. The top one is locked, so you have to unlock that to actually get out. But there's still time, is people see a lot of change in their lives as a result of this program. You're really stepping on to an acceleration. And the reason is, with shamanism, there are a couple of reasons. One of them is we're working on the soul level. So you're making changes in the blueprint of your being. So the physical body is what the soul incarnates into, and we have these energy bodies that move around the physical body, but the soul, the essence that transcends the physical, we're beginning to work directly with that. And there aren't that many things that go directly into working with the soul. And we're going to do a lot of really powerful healings on that. We're going to work on past lives and ancestral healing. We're going to change our relationship to parts that may be fragmented and at cross purposes and get them harmonized with some inner child work. There's a lot of really deep work that we'll be doing on our own soul to make it really healthy and strong and thriving and to change the blueprint for whatever's not working for us, whatever we're not enjoying. We're also going to be connecting with our guides in a really dynamic, you know, face-to-face kind of way. So there's really valuable information you're going to be able to tap into that your guides are going to be able to tell you for the things that you want. Places where your life is stuck, it's not moving, you're going to have that contact. And so if you choose to take the suggestions of your guides, if you say, I want such and so, and they go, well, the next step is this, and you take the next step, things will move really dynamically for you. Incidentally, if you get sleepy while I'm talking, it's really okay. A lot of times the guides will work on you really, really deeply, and so you'll be interested and you'll be aware of what I'm saying, but you'll find that your eyes are kind of wanting to close and you're going into this kind of relaxed state. That's really good. How often do you really sit still for a period of time in really safe, protected space? And let them have a chance to work on you. A lot of times there's stuff going on, or you're in an environment, or you're do-do-do, or you're asleep, so there's other stuff that needs to happen. And so sometimes the healing that you receive could have nothing to do with the topic at hand, and you'll just go into this really deep place. So you're totally allowed to fall asleep in class. I've seen people get some really good results from that. I create a really, you know, clear wish list, item by item, of what I want the universe to provide, hand it off to my guides, and they go forth and do that. And that's part of what I'm going to teach you guys how to do, because I want you to have that usefulness of everything that's in divine alignment for you being provided for you with ease and grace. And the things that you want that aren't coming to you without ease and grace, let's do the deep healing that's necessary to realign things so that you can have what it is that you truly want that's not flowing with usefulness. So all of that is really powerful, but there's a lot of change that can happen in your life. And so that's the warning label part. People shed a lot of skins when they embark on this journey, a lot of old ways of being, a lot of old patterns, a lot of old strategies. And that is uncomfortable. The ego gets freaked out when you change who you are and how you're moving through the world. And sometimes jobs can fall away and relationships can fall away. And I haven't seen that happen for anyone in this class where a relationship or a job fell away where they weren't ecstatic on the other side. Or there was the tumultuous times sometimes in between. But a lot of times they came to relationships that were much more satisfying and much more joyful. And it's not like, wow, your relationship's going to blow up. I had one student who said, wow, you know, when I came in, you mentioned that about relationships, and I'm at the end of the program now, and I'm really happy to say I'm actually a lot deeper in with my husband. You know, I was willing to say, I'm just going to see what moves, but we're actually deeper, we're more connected, it's actually gotten better. So it's not like this will make your relationships go away, but it destabilizes things. It destabilizes, and it'll shake loose things that aren't in alignment in your life, and it moves. It moves really, really, really fast. And so it's good to check in with yourself and make sure that you're ready for some really dynamic growth and change and transformation before we start moving the energy, because it's big. It's big and it's transformative and it's powerful, and I love it and I wouldn't want to do anything else. And it's not for everybody. Some people, this is a little bit too fast of a pace.